Joe, I don't think I'll cause offence if I say... Yeah. We are on, yes. I hope I won't cause offence if I say that was not the greatest game in the world. Probably an afternoon all about the 3 points.
Yeah, completely, yeah. And I've just been saying to the other guys, you know, we're looking for this season to be successful. And so if that's the case, come the end of May, whenever the season ends for us, we'll look back and we'll be looking at some of these scrappy 1-0 wins. And that's how it is along the way. So in some of the years where we've been lucky enough to be part of promotion teams, there's been plenty of games that look just like that today.
Well, we might be looking back and struggling to recall anything from the game, but the decisive moment came just after the hour, the goal. Good delivery from the corner, the manager, Kenny. He's always on about delivery.
Well, I think Gareth's got very good delivery, hasn't he? And in recent weeks, his delivery in particular has been very consistent and very accurate. And what we've been... We're desperate to improve our tally of scoring goals from some set pieces. Last week, either Stuart McGuinness scored McGuinness scored or Stuart O'Keefe. They're still arguing about it, but it was Gareth's delivery. Today was another excellent delivery, and in the first half he had some very good deliveries too. We just didn't quite get on the end of it, but it was a really good delivery, good run from Matt, bullet header, and typical of them sort of games. All that matters is the 3 points in those ones.
Was that a training ground manoeuvre for Matt Clark to pop up? Timed his run beautifully, didn't he?
Well, yeah, it wasn't quite a training ground manoeuvre for him to lose his marker so freely, so I don't know who was marking him for the Bury team, but if it was the other way around, we'd be a little bit disappointed with marking like that, because Matt Clark would be one of our top guys in terms of winning the first header in the box. So was it a training ground routine? I can't say it was, really.
What about defensively? I'm struggling to recall, other than the Ajosi shot at the Fratton end in the first half, too many shots from the visitors.
I don't think that we conceded a chance. And again, I think today's all about the whole sort of team trying to keep a clean sheet. And defending starts with the front players, Brett and Kyle and Connor, who came on, and the two wide players. So we do say that the defending starts from those areas on the pitch. Obviously, it seeps its way back as it goes. And the most important thing today was our aim was to keep a clean sheet, and knowing and the knowledge that come the second half there would be some chances for us with the heading towards the Fratton end and the support that we get from that area of the ground. So we need to stay on that plan. And Shrewsbury next week will be a little bit more reminiscent of the Charlton game, where they're second, I believe, in the league. I think they won again today, 1-0. And it's going to be a big game for us. But the better we defend, the more chances that we seem to get at the other end, actually.
Can I ask you about the substitution at half-time? What was the thinking there? Was there a knock for Stuart O'Keefe? Ben seemed metronomic in dictating the pace of Pompey's play in the second half.
That's a really good word, metronomic. I have to admit, I really like that phrase. I don't quite know what it means, but that means he was good, yeah?
It means he was good, yeah.
He was good. I thought he was good too. He did get a knock. I think after about 20 minutes, if you remember, he was clearing the ball forwards or passing the ball forwards, and his momentum was going one way, and he ended up taking quite a solid whack the other way. And anyway, half-time is, during the latter parts of the second half, his lower back and his glute and his groin area just seemed to seize up on him, and he was trying to stretch it out at half-time, but he couldn't really, so it's pretty honest to say he needed to come off. So, but like I said, Stuart played very well, and for us to have someone... Ben coming on, it's a good sign for us. So a good player coming onto the pitch instead of Stu. So
now that next week, Shrewsbury, big game. They're second in the table. They're keeping up the pace, and that's going to be another big game, big challenge. But Pompey seems to like those away days.
Yeah, it is a big challenge, and in as much as we're playing a team above us, so gives us a chance to claw some points back from a team above us. It was the first time last week that we managed to beat someone who was above us in the table. We hadn't managed that so far, and so. It sort of leads on now. Today, 3 points, clean sheet, goal from a set piece. Yeah, put it to bed now. Let's start planning for Shrewsbury Monday morning.
What about the overall context of the table? That's the Pompey level on 35 points now, with Charlton only out of the playoff picture on goal difference. Things are set up nicely.
That's right, and I think that leaves us 4 points clear of the eighth or something like that.
It does.
31,
Oxford,
yeah. I just looked as we went. So it just sort of proves that we've been on a really good run of form. When you do our job, it's kind of like it's always what happens next. And looking back should give us all confidence. But it's just what happens next. Right now, it just what happens now is what happens at Shrewsbury is what counts.
On this weekend last year, Pompey drew 0-0 with Hartlepool United. They were fourth in League Two, 7 points off third, 9 off the top spot. Things can change dramatically over the second half of the season.
They can, yeah. So, I mean, I wasn't aware of that, but obviously you were here and aware of that. But look, you don't have to tell me that things can change because I just know that they can. In both ways, you could be a bottom six team and turn it around top six, and you could be in around that top six. And yeah, I've been there on both sides of it.